your voice warmed up?
Mommy made me mash my M&M's.
And we're live with another episode of the Trilzarian Show. And without further ado, here's the one and only OG Jellybean. Why don't you start off by telling us about the first 60 to 90
minutes? First 60 to 90 minutes of my day, man. Most of the time it starts about 6 o'clock in the morning. Wake up, same routine throughout the week. Wake up, take a shower, start getting ready, start cooking breakfast. Mm-hmm. 3 fried eggs and butter.
Every day. Nice, nice.
Yeah. And so do that and just kind of ease on into the morning. Leave for work about 7. Mm-hmm. Start my work day about 7:30.
Nice. And you're a manager at your tile and carpet place?
Yeah, I'm the installation manager, so I just kind of, for some reason, I'm somebody's boss. Which mm-hmm. is pretty
big balls.
Pretty rare. Mm-hmm. But I just handle the crews. I'm in charge of putting out fires pretty much. Mm-hmm. A lot of shit goes wrong sometimes. Most of the time.
And you're the one that makes it right.
Have to.
I love it. Awesome. Very cool. Very cool. How has your nutrition and whatnot changed as you've gotten deeper and deeper into your jiu-jitsu?
Yeah,
because it's breakfast, 3 fried
exactly.
eggs,
and it was not always
stuff.
That. No, no way.
No.
Back when I first started, I was trying to eat healthy, so I thought, oh man, for breakfast I'd have to eat egg whites.
Yeah.
You know, I'd have to eat just straight, just lean shit. Mm-hmm. And the further into my journey, I realized that you can eat a lot of different things. There's a lot of great things you can eat.
It tastes good.
And so
and
now it's not bland. It's not boring. Yeah. Great. Even though it's the same thing every day, that's because
it's what you want to eat,
exactly.
And it's what makes you feel good.
To.
So maybe let's back up and talk a little bit about how you were as a person, like whenever you started, or even a little bit before your jiu-jitsu. Because I remember the first time that we rolled, Randy was so big that I couldn't fit both hooks around him whenever I took his back. Like, he was a big dude.
Yeah.
And now look at him. I mean, just a sexy beast. Yeah, don't give him too much. Keep him wanting more.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, like you said, I used to be a big dude, man. I started at like 235. That's whenever I graduated high school. I was just short and round. As a matter of fact, the name Jelly Bean came from whenever I was in high school, because
nice.
I was short and round like a jelly bean. It stuck. Oh well.
And now
so now I'm the old jelly bean.
Yeah.
Upgraded it a little bit. But I ate whatever I wanted. Senior year, I stopped playing football. I'd gotten hurt, so I wasn't active, and so it all just kind of added up. And then I wouldn't do shit. You know, didn't do shit. I'd work a little bit, but other than that, I didn't work out at all. Mm-hmm. Didn't care what I ate. So it all added up, and then I had been playing the UFC video game when it came out, and so I'd kind of gotten an interest in MMA. Mm-hmm. And one day I decided to just walk in the gym, because I was like, fuck it, you know.
So you got interested in doing jiu-jitsu and MMA from the UFC game?
Yes, that's 100%
true. I love that.
Not even from the UFC game. So, one of the things we used to do my senior year is, like, we'd have a couple hours off. So, about lunchtime, we'd go, and we didn't have the game yet. It was a demo.
Yeah.
And you could only play with Chuck Liddell and Shogun.
We
had no idea what the fuck we was doing. We just pressed buttons.
Right.
We didn't know what a submission was. If it went to the ground, we just had no idea what to do.
Nice.
So, we just... So that's what really got started, and I began watching the UFC, and I was like, man, I'd like to train, you know, see if I like it or not. Mm-hmm. And so originally I wanted to do it to be an MMA fighter, and so I just finally walked in the gym, started training down at Paul's Valley at a place called White Tiger Cage Fighters. Mm-hmm. And it was a cool small group of guys, and I learned a little bit, learned what an armbar was. Kind of, you know, just good basis. And so I did that for about 6 months, but I didn't really train. It was maybe like once a week if I could make it, you know. And so once I moved to Edmond, I decided, I was like, I'm going to look up a gym. And I'd heard about a place called 805 Fight Club.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, I'll look them up. And I happened to look them up, and they just changed their name to Oklahoma Martial Arts Academy. Mm-hmm. So I called them, and maybe this will be the place. I'll just try this place out. If it doesn't work, maybe there's another place, but this is the first place I want to try out.
Yeah.
So Walked in, met Janie, met Seth. I believe I rolled with you that day.
Right.
I know I rolled with Wade, and he fucking whipped my ass. And I realized immediately that I wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, that was 100%.
That's awesome.
Needed to stay right there. And so I've been there for, like 6 years now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's been a crazy journey. And that whole journey, that kind of started it. And so once I really got into it, and I really realized that I could do some of this cool shit that I've seen these other guys do on TV and stuff that really got me into it. And then I fell into jiu-jitsu, and I didn't even care about MMA. You know?
Right.
It was cool, but I was all about just so I could strangle people, and that was something that I was actually good at.
Right.
Maybe not good at the time, but I could hold my own. That was the first thing that I'd ever done where I'd felt comfortable being like, oh, you know what? Like, I can actually do this. Like, when I played football, I wasn't an athlete. I was just on a team.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was really there just for comedic purposes.
Uh-huh.
Just to drop the lines.
Yeah.
You know? And so once I did that, I was like, well, this is something I can actually do. This is fun, man. This is cool shit.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So it changed the way you carry yourself. It changed your nutrition. And I'm sure it changed your mind state a little bit.
Absolutely did.
Can you talk about some of the ways that maybe it's martial arts has influenced the way that you think and the way that you carry yourself now?
Yeah, for sure. The main thing is the confidence I've gotten from this.
Mm-hmm.
I walk around and I kind of walk around like I don't give a fuck anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I'm trying to be an asshole or anything like that. I'm a cool dude.
Mm-hmm.
But I just know that no matter what comes my way, I can at least handle my own. I can protect myself and protect my family.
Mm-hmm.
And so just having that alone changes the way I walk around, the way I look at things, the way I handle things, handle situations, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a huge confidence I've gotten. And that's transferred to, like, just into my job. Dealing with people, having to deal with not always the coolest customers.
Yeah.
You know, not always the coolest installers. Got to be being able to have the confidence to deal with it that's the biggest thing for sure.
For sure, absolutely. So you went from around, if I'm right, 265 pounds, something like
235.
Okay, way over, but it sounds better that way. The fish was this big, but I'll tell you that it's like this big.
Either way, it's heavy.
So yeah, he was 235 pounds. Now you're walking around close to 150.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
So,
right about 150, 155 every day.
A change in being more active.
Mm-hmm.
A change in the way that you've eaten.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you're drinking more water now.
That's all I drink. I don't drink any pop. I'll drink tea every now and then.
Nice.
But other than that, it's just straight water throughout the day.
Maybe a little bit of coffee.
Yeah, coffee. Every morning.
Pointing out for us.
That was also part of that.
Yes.
First hour of my day is a cup of coffee.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, mine too, for sure. Or some green tea. Can't beat that. But yeah, would you say that there was any other major influences that affected your weight change and your state of mind change?
Mainly just, it was from just the confidence I got from rolling all y'all guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know.
Yeah, so really it doesn't take much more than being active. Eating better. You don't have to eat perfect all the time.
No, I don't eat perfect.
None of us
sweets,
do.
Man.
If I sat here and told you that I didn't just go eat like 5 sushi rolls and then had hamburgers and eggs and a couple other things that I'm not going
to
mention after
put
that.
You put me to shame.
I eat a shitload of food.
I remember one time we had just eaten dinner.
Uh-huh.
And right after we weighed in, just eating dinner, you said, all right, so you ready to eat that steak now?
Yeah, I'm kind of a bottomless pit. Now that I'm fasting for like 16 hours of the day and then I eat, my meals are just ridiculous now. Like, I eat so much food that I even surprise myself sometimes.
Yeah.
But it really doesn't take much more than that. Try to eat the right things.
Yeah.
Try to drink a lot of water. Try to be active. And you can change your whole body image, the way you see yourself, the way you carry yourself, just like that. You know, it's not easy. But make those small changes and the domino effect will take care of itself. Do you have any, like, advice to someone that's maybe overweight or not happy with the way that they look and they're looking to do something about it? Do you have any, like, first steps or maybe
absolutely.
Some things like that?
The first step is to find something that you really like that can get you active.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was MMA or jiu-jitsu. once I did that, whenever I went and worked out, it wasn't like I was working out. Exactly. I didn't think about mm-hmm. how much I was like doing,
yeah.
and I would just weight shed it off me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge part. Just find something that you can relate to that you like that will keep you active, find a way of being no matter what sport, anything like that. Just
mm-hmm.
or just go outside and walk. Just stay yeah. moving. The more stagnant you are, the harder it is to do anything.
Exactly.
This other thing I would say is it'll be a longer process. It's not just a short process.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I lost all the weight, when I first started about 235, I'll drop down to probably about 165 over a summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh man, you know, like I'm cut, you know, this is yeah. great. And then within that year, I was back up to probably maybe 200.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just because it was just a fluctuation.
Sure.
So I was kind of discouraged then, but I was just like, well, I'm just going to continue doing jiu-jitsu and stuff. Because I'd stopped doing jiu-jitsu just a little bit because I had gotten a different job and I was having to work for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I moved back, I got to doing jiu-jitsu up at OMA again, I was able to get back in the rhythm, get the routine. And once that started, then the weight really started coming off again. And it's kind of started where I dropped down to maybe 169 and
mm-hmm.
I was there for maybe a couple months. And then after that, I went down to 59. And then after that, 49, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's just a slow process. And this all took place over probably a couple of years. It wasn't
mm-hmm.
just, maybe at first it was just like 6 months, like
yeah.
a quick, easy deal. But
mm-hmm.
it wasn't, it fluctuates.
Your body
very,
had to get
yeah,
used to it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Your body's got it.
And I'm sure during that process, you weren't as focused on like the number of your weight.
No, exactly.
As it was like the process.
I didn't.
Like, getting
I put
better
that was just kind of like a secondary thing. It was cool, man. I was losing weight, you know, and it was like jiu-jitsu got easier for me because
yeah.
I was getting smaller.
Exactly.
And so I was used to being such a big guy, and now I'm a small guy getting
mm-hmm.
the role.
Yeah.
It changes a whole lot. I still got a little bit of a bigger strength, but
exactly.
I'm moving a lot
yeah.
quicker. So
yeah, Randy does have like this weird, deceptively strong style. That he doesn't even use his strength very much, but it's there whenever he needs it. So
yeah.
it's like you're fighting a dude that's 200 pounds, but he's moving fast like he's 150 pounds. So it's a weird deal, you know, and it shows like it'll really throw people off in his competition. It's very fun to watch. He's got this just weird Gumby style with like this
weird.
Strange like big guy strength.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's funky fresh.
Yeah,
it's
I just kind of
go
OG in
jelly
and
bean.
Just go with it.
Yeah, exactly.
See where it takes me. Sometimes I end up in a weird spot. Sometimes it's not so great. But
yeah.
Sometimes I end up in a great spot.
Exactly,
so.
Exactly. Do you do any, like, supplemental weightlifting or, like, yoga, mindfulness practice, anything like that to help with your jiu-jitsu?
I have. Right now, I'm not. Right now, I'm most of my time is, of course, with dealing with the family and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I've, especially fight time, when I have fights coming up, the one thing I'll do is I'll definitely try to get supplement some nutrients, because I know
mm-hmm.
I don't get enough greens and stuff no matter how
sure.
hard I try,
mm-hmm.
different things like that. I eat normal, eat the same exact way through a fight camp pretty much, that way by the time I'm fighting, it's the exact same thing I've been doing throughout the entire time, you
yeah.
know? Yeah, pretty much. Just I eat the same that way. By the time I get there, it's all good. And then,
So you said that like you're doing more family stuff now.
Yeah.
So you're not like doing a whole lot of weight training or yoga or anything like
yeah.
that right now. Tell us a little bit about the changes that you've made, because you had a new baby 9 months ago, correct?
Yes, I did.
About nine months
yeah.
ago. Yeah. So a little Harper.
Yep.
Little Harper Betty.
Betty.
Yep. Yeah. She's the gym sweetheart. She was on the mats like within a month or something of
yeah.
being born.
Yeah,
so
throwing arm bars on me like
exactly,
a couple
yeah.
weeks after she's born. Don't
so,
know where she got it.
So nobody's going to really have a leg up on her
yeah.
as far as mat time goes. What are some of the things, like, I'm sure that's a huge source of motivation for you now, having a kiddo to look out for, being engaged now, that's
yeah.
another big
yeah.
thing that's
planning
going
it
on,
a whole
so.
Lot ahead of me for 2018.
Yeah,
so.
No kidding.
But yeah, it's, man, it's changed a lot, you know, I used to have to spend a whole lot of time like dealing with me, jiu-jitsu is a very selfish sport. You know, it can be.
Yeah.
Because you got to put a lot of focus in yourself and then your training.
Mm-hmm.
But now I got to balance that out. So
sure.
It's I've gotten to where I've kind of found a balance, and I'm going to spend more time with my family throughout the week. I may not get to train as much. I may have to leave a little bit early.
Mm-hmm.
That way I get to see my kid before she goes to bed, you know.
Sure.
But it's actually helped me in a way, because I haven't been focusing as much on jiu-jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still there every day. I still do it.
Mm-hmm.
But my main focus is my family. And so since
yeah.
I'm dealing with that throughout the week, you know,
mm-hmm.
my jiu-jitsu's gotten better because I'm not worried about it.
You're not thinking about it 24/7.
Yeah, I just
show
up. I get to help teach with the kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I get the role. And
yeah.
Then I go back to my day and
mm-hmm.
see my family.
And as far as, like, your goals for the future, jiu-jitsu isn't the number one thing for you, you know? Like, the family and raising your daughter and being a good husband and stuff like that probably majorly takes priority. I have no idea, because I'm never getting married or having kids. But I would imagine that those things probably take priority. And the jiu-jitsu, like, not everybody wants to or needs to be the world champion, you know? Like, not everybody, that's not everyone's path. So I'm sure that your focus lately has turned more from, like, training all the time, like you said, to now you're spending more time with them. And I very seriously doubt that you regret, like, having to leave a little bit earlier
not being able
to train 7 days a week or
whatever.
No,
especially because,
you know,
now I've got the schedule kind of the way I like to do
mm-hmm.
it, you know? I mean,
yeah.
like, I've gotten my days off that I'm going to take off, like,
mm-hmm.
Sundays are my rest day for sure.
Exactly.
Just lay back.
And
enjoy
I
time.
Just want to thank you for interrupting your rest day to be
here with us.
Like, that's
this
so
is what
awesome.
I'd rather do. This is still part of rest.
Yeah, so fun.
I'm just chilling, man.
So fun to have you on here. But I think that that's a cool message to people. Like, in life, you have so many options. Don't try to do what somebody else is doing. Find the things that are important to you. Find what's going to make you happy, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
So would you say your level of happiness, I'm sure, has gone through the roof?
It's unbelievable. Happiness, it's gone through the roof, man. And it's gotten to where, first when I first started doing jiu-jitsu, I just did it to get in shape. I did it to just be a better me in a
mm-hmm.
way.
Yeah.
I didn't know what that was going to lead to
mm-hmm.
in the me that it's turned me into.
Mm-hmm.
But now that it's got me there, it's like, well, this is what I want to do the rest of my life. And so now that I've got a family, I'm going to try to do that and help do jiu-jitsu to provide for my family
mm-hmm.
one day, you know? So it's
awesome.
It's all just kind of, it's crazy that I just kind of started to be skinnier.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted to look cooler, you know?
Right.
And now I'm. Because I love it.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't have to one day just go to a job I don't want to do. I'm not
mm-hmm.
saying I'm doing that now, but every day I'll wake up doing exactly what I want to do, providing for my family.
Exactly, yeah.
Meantime.
That's awesome, dude. I'm super stoked for you. Super, super
Appreciate
excited
it.
To see what the future holds. As far as, like, life goals, what are a few maybe long-term, short-term, what are a few of your goals?
The main goal right now, I've got a couple things going on that's all kind of taking place over the next year and a half or so.
Mm-hmm.
The main goal is to open up my own gym down in Paul's Valley, back where I'm from.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
They don't have a gym there, and
yeah.
it's something I'd love to really bring jiu-jitsu down there, because
mm-hmm.
it changed me, and I know it could change a lot of people and help a lot of people
Absolutely.
Down there, and that's where I'm from. So
very cool.
That's the main goal, but that's the furthest goal.
Mm-hmm.
I've got that going on right now that I'm not exactly just in the baby steps of that.
Mm-hmm.
The next goal I've got is I'll be getting married next year.
Yeah.
So we're having to plan that, and it's something that I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing.
So excited about that.
This whole time I've had no idea what I'm doing, but I just kind of, I do it.
Yeah.
Somehow I make
mm-hmm.
it. So we're going with that, and then we got Harper's first birthday will
oh
be
my
coming
goodness.
Up. And same thing, this whole raising a kid, man, it's been crazy. They told me it was going to change. It really did. It changed
yeah.
my life. And
100%.
It's a crazy deal, man.
Yeah.
I've had no idea what I'm doing the entire time.
Uh-huh.
Somehow we're doing all
right. Right, yeah. You're making it work, you know.
Making it work.
Playing it by ear. I love it.
Most of that is Tiffany, though.
Yeah.
So she's kind of...
She's the rock, she's, right? Yeah. That's good stuff.
Yeah. I'm in trouble without her.
They're actually just right in the other room. I'm probably going to try and have Harper come in here in a little bit, just so you guys can
see
the cuteness that Randy and Tiffany made. It's amazing. The first time that I saw Harper, I was just blown away, because it's like one of my best friends, and his girl made this beautiful little baby. Such a crazy thing that I'd never experienced before from like someone I'm that close to. So pretty cool. It's awesome to be Uncle Troy.
Yep.
And get to see Harper, and I only see her whenever she's smiling, so she's like one of my favorite little people. Yeah. Exactly, you know. So really cool thing. I noticed in your goals, you didn't mention very much about competition. Do you have any goals for like jiu-jitsu or MMA competition?
Oh, absolutely. Jiu-jitsu, I've kind of, like, I'm still competing. I'm going to compete right now. Main focus is family, of course. But I would like to transition to MMA. Where? Like, that's what I first started to do. Uh-huh. Even though I, on the jiu-jitsu journey, that I eventually like to fight in the cage. At least once, you know. Because if I started the journey for that, then it wouldn't be right to not do it.
To not do it, yeah, at least sure.
Try it out.
Right.
I have a feeling that will lead to many more.
Uh-huh.
But we'll see.
Nice. I saw Julia's eyes get really big when you said MMA. She gets excited, that type of thing. What is like the timeline for that, do you think? Do you see that in the next few years?
Or? Well, I'd love for it to be sometime next year, but...
Nice.
I don't want to say it too loud, because
Tiffany might
come in.
The person
in there will come in here.
He may have his first MMA fight on
live
video
right
you
here,
guys.
Right now. And I probably won't win it. It probably will not go well for me.
Yeah, there's nothing I can do for him on that one.
She scares me, man.
Right? That's good. She keeps him in line. Keeps him out of trouble.
Fear.
Exactly. So, probably around, like, brown belt, start looking at
that
transition.
Yeah, that's definitely probably about the time.
Very cool.
I mean, we'll see. We'll just see. I'm going to continue to train how we're training. And we've been starting to do more striking and stuff like that. So, I'm going to continue to do that. And if something comes up, and something comes up,
sure,
we'll just kind of, we'll play it by ear. It's, you know, we'll just kind of see. I don't want to put any pressure on anything. Don't want to
plan
anything. Just kind of go with, let's see how things go.
I love it. I love it. So, I think we're getting close to the end. I think I've asked you about a lot of good stuff. We've brought some good information to everyone listening. A few questions just about, like, that maybe we can shout out for the people that are listening that want to learn something from Randy Ray. What is like a new belief, habit, or idea that you've adopted that has changed your life? Maybe recently, maybe a long time ago, but like one idea, habit, or belief.
The main thing is, we'll see if this qualifies. I've just really tried to not be a shitty person in life. I've opened my mind up to a lot of different things, a lot of different, I wouldn't even say religious or anything like that, just just a variety of different things, and tried to just learn as much as I could, take a little bit from everything, and I've just, the main thing is, I want to not be a shitty person, and if I can pass that on to my child, then it's done.
You would make the world a better place.
That mindset right there is, it's kind of... just there.
Very cool. Don't be a shitty person, guys.
I mean,
if everybody just went by that, you know, simple code of ethics right there, I think the world would be a much better place.
That's all I tried to do.
Especially since he's handing that down
to
the kiddo. Right? Yeah. So I'm going to steal that from you. That's a really good thing to go by. I was going to ask you, like, if you had one mantra or something like that that you could put on a billboard for people to see, just one short phrase, but that might fit it right there. You know, don't be shitty,
just try not to be a shitty person. Sometimes I'll Mondays, you know, Mondays at work, sometimes it's just like I'll wake up and I'll just be like, you know what, just make your day better, make everybody else's day better, and just don't be a shitty person, just be cool.
That's where it's
just
at,
be chill. Life's so much better like that, it seems.
Yeah, if you can just positively affect three or four people throughout the day.
The things blow by. Man.
Yeah, they'll probably go on to affect the next three or four people that they interact with. And the positivity change, or the positivity loop just continues to go. There's no telling how far it'll go. So that's awesome stuff, man. Sorry for clicking my pen so much. Julia stole my pen now. I can't click it anymore. No more nervous tick for me. If you would like to be part of this show, hit us up. You can email me or Julia. You can hit us up on Facebook. And now I'm going to pop my knuckles instead of clicking the pen. But yeah, if you want to be part of this, if you would like for me to shout you guys out on the show and on Facebook and all the other forms of social media that I use, hit me up. Let me know. We would love to work with good companies. If you're a fuckface, then don't hit me up because I'm not going to support anything that I don't believe in 100%. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you so much, Randy Ray, for being on the show.
Thank you very much for having me, buddy.
You can find me at
OGLEBean on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Awesome. Thank you, Julia, for producing the show. Thank you for everything that you do for us. The podcast doesn't happen without you guys, so keep tuning in, keep subscribing, keep giving us good ratings. I think that's everything, guys. Thank you all so much for listening. Good night and good luck.
That's it.
That was fire.
Awesome.
God, that was good.
I'd start answering questions.
And then you forget what you were talking about.
You're straight up.
I'm still recording.
The good thing is it doesn't matter. You can't say anything wrong.
Listener question.
We had a few questions from one of our listeners, Chris Van Cleve. This is a shout out for you. He asked, how often do you add new moves or series to your game? And when are you comfortable hitting said moves in competition? Do you have any insight on these kind of on either of those questions?
Can you kind of lead us off? Yeah, mine, the new move kind of comes from when I'm rolling. That's a lot of times because it's really hard for me to sit and think on things. It's really hard, but yeah. The more I just flow through, especially with, like you said, my weird style, my wild, just whatever I do,
yeah.
The more movement I have and the more flow I have, the more stuff opens up. So every day when I roll, I may pick up one thing and I'll notice it.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I continue to roll, I may notice it some more.
Nice.
And so I start trying to maybe focus on that, but I don't necessarily put everything into that.
Yeah.
Just start seeing where that may take me, because it may end up weird little thing that I go for may end up leading to a whole nother cool move, and I'm like, maybe I should go this direction. Mm-hmm. So I don't necessarily focus on just one thing.
Yeah.
I see where it takes me
and kind of go from there. See where it fits into
where the flow is.
Yeah, to the matrix of jujitsu.
And then maybe I may try to break it down and study it that way, but that's usually last for me.
And how long do you play with this new move before you throw it into a competition, would you say?
Before I throw it into a competition, it's just...
here's a good example. Yeah. You started messing around with the arm drag to the single leg, I want to say 2 or 3 months before the last fight to win appearance. Played with that a bunch while we were drilling. He hit me up with that over and over again. And then, boom, Andy got fed that shit, and it was fucking awesome. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, no, that's a great example. One thing was, I was always used to pulling guard. And on this fight, Julia waving the finger at me.
Motherfucker, no pulling guard up in here.
I'm still going to pull guard.
You can't stop him.
Not always. But I'm not giving up pulling guard.
No, he still pulls guard.
No. I started working on that move, and That one precisely is because I wanted to do more wrestling. Mm-hmm. I wanted to use, and so I started working on a single leg, a double leg, that arm drag, and a couple other things, and I was kind of seeing where it would take me. Mm-hmm. The arm drag ended up being the one that just kind of, I don't know why, it just kind of flowed in with it, and so I started hitting and drilling it, and that's a good example of one that I really drilled over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Especially live rolling, whenever we'd start, I'd really try to hit it off the bat, and that way I could get good resistance and everything. And so, typically, sometimes it may be a couple months I work on it before, or maybe just a couple weeks, and I get it good, like a certain lock, a leg lock or something like that. So, it really just varies.
Depends on the move, sure.
Sometimes I'm not learning at all. Yeah. Sometimes it takes forever, so.
So, I have a slightly different take on the question. Thank you, Randy, for your answer.
Yeah.
I think that's some good insight for our boy Chris. For me, I'm probably looking at a new move, maybe one new move a week, something like that. Maybe it'll be something that my professor, Seth Norman, is showing that week that I'm like, damn, that's fucking cool. I'm going to put that into my game and start really trying to find its place in my jiu-jitsu. Maybe it's something that I'm like, pops up on my Facebook feed or something like that, because I'm watching like Hafa Mendez and his black belt, Nick Boley. They're always uploading really cool stuff, you know? So I'm like looking maybe at one, two new moves a week, and they don't make it into my competition unless it's like one of my killers in training, you know? Like if I'm hitting it in training over and over and over again for 3 or 4 months, then you might see me do it in competition. But otherwise, it's probably going to be something that I'm experimenting with in the lab strictly for, you know, a couple of years until it really has a good place in my jiu-jitsu. But I'm like thinking about jiu-jitsu 24/7, so even while we're making this podcast, I'm thinking about choking Randy and Julia, so nobody is safe, just so you know. Randy already knows this stuff about me. He's known me too long, so does Julia. But yeah, I'm always thinking about jiu-jitsu, always thinking about ways to fit things together and put the pieces together for me. So that's just a little bit of insight about how I process the new moves and stuff that we're looking at in class, or maybe once in a while looking at YouTube or on Facebook, which I don't recommend for like the brand new student that comes in and is like, I saw this on YouTube, I'm going to try and hit it on all the promo belts, you know? It's probably not going to work. Maybe it will, but probably not right off the bat. So stick with what your professor is showing you for the most part. Drill those moves a lot, you know, and then it'll find its place in your game. And it'll kind of organically fit its way into competition. Like if you're thinking a lot during the competition, then you're going to be step behind as soon as you think, you know. You're going to have to use power or speed, and then, you know, you're not relying just on the technique. So always wait till it organically finds its way into your game, and then it'll translate to competition. So Chris is somebody that I work with all the time, and, you know, we're working on the same set of moves for the last 2 years that I've been working with him. And, you know, our professor is always giving us good new information, so all those things will find its way into your game whenever the time is right. I hope that helps you out, Chris. Thank you for the questions. Anyone else that has questions for us or has like some topics they'd like for us to cover, please let us know. I'll use to try and think about cool, interesting things to cover for you guys and bring you guys as much valuable information as possible. So help me out. Let me know if you like the podcast. Give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. If you don't like it, then fuck you.
But still give us a 5-star.
Yeah, still give us a 5-star rating.
Sponsor spotlight.
Right. My back hurts.
Whatever will you do about that?
Do you know who I can call?
I know just the guy. Dr. Jeff Hijazi at Back to Wellness Chiropractic. Go see him and he'll help you out. That's all, folks. Starting out, I would like to shout out the Fight to Win crew, Team No Sleep. Thank you all so much for everything you do to promote jiu-jitsu, putting on one of the best shows, in my opinion, in the jiu-jitsu world. Be tuned in on Flow Grappling November 17th to watch me take the title belt in Denver, Colorado.
Hey.
The 155 purple belt no-gi title. I'll be fighting James Mikus and breaking his leg or choking his face. We'll see what happens. thank you to my new sponsor, Hemp Connects. Really great people making an organic CBD products. They've got like the chill pill that has a certain amount of CBD in a pill form, and then they've got the tincture oil that I use every day. You just drop a little bit under your tongue and it's the bomb, like for muscle soreness, for inflammation, all of that stuff. There's just nothing better and there's no side effects. Like I highly recommend the CBD oil. I'm not a doctor or anything, so or take that for what it's worth, but I do train a lot, and I have a lot of muscle soreness and aches and pains, and I have a lot less of them whenever I'm using CBD oil. So thank you to everyone at Hemp Connects that's helping me out.
Was everyone kung fu fighting except for you? Oklahoma Martial Arts Academy can be your home for self-defense tactics, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, mixed martial arts, boxing, Muay Thai, and much more. With classes throughout the day and week, we offer self-discipline with an accommodating schedule. For ages 3 and up, partake in classes for all body types, all genders, and all walks of life. Be a part of the team with Black Belt Professor Seth Norman and Brown Belt Janie Meadows, who have led their students to world championship titles, MMA title holders, featured martial artists in various competition circuits, and all in all, generally great people. Make the change today. We're located inside of Key Health Fitness at 14701 North Kelly Avenue in Edmond, Oklahoma. Or you can call us at 405-816-7242. See you on the mats. Us.
We just wanted to plug Green Strength real quick. The founder of Green Strength, Lucius Christopher Tyree, did I say that right?
The fourth.
Any nutritional or strength and conditioning needs, he is the physical culturist around here. So be sure to hit him up, pick his brain, follow him on all of his social media stuff. He shares dope shit all the time.
You guys can find me on Instagram. It's Green Strength IV, as in Green Strength 4. And then my website is greenstrengthhq.com. And you can find me there. You can reach out if you ever have any questions or anything. And holler at me.
So, yeah, that's a wrap.
A kolache.
What is a kolache?
Sausage wrapped in croissant.
Ooh.
Delicious.
I like that. I like that a lot.
But it has to be the perfect ratio of croissant to sausage.